Deuteronomy chapter 23. He that is a eunuch by crushing or mutilation shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord. A man of illegitimate birth shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord, even to his tenth generation shall he not enter into the congregation of the Lord. An Ammonite or Moabite shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord, even to their tenth generation shall they not enter into the congregation of the Lord forever. Because they met you not with bread and with water in the way, when you came forth out of Egypt, and because they hired against you Balaam the son of Beor of Pethor of Mesopotamia, to curse you. Nevertheless the Lord your God would not hearken unto Balaam, but the Lord your God turned the curse into a blessing unto you, because the Lord your God loved you. You shall not seek their peace nor their prosperity all your days forever. You shall not abhor an Edomite, for he is your brother. You shall not abhor an Egyptian, because you were a stranger in his land. The children that are begotten of them shall enter into the congregation of the Lord in their third generation. When the army goes forth against your enemies, then keep yourself from every wicked thing. If there be among you any man, that is unclean by reason of some occurrence in the night, then shall he go outside the camp, he shall not come inside the camp. But it shall be, when evening comes on, he shall wash himself with water, and when the sun is down, he shall come into the camp again. You shall have a place also outside the camp, where you shall go out. And you shall have a stick with your weapons, and it shall be, when you will relieve yourself outside, you shall dig with it, and shall turn back and cover your refuse. For the Lord your God walks in the midst of your camp, to deliver you, and to give up your enemies before you, therefore shall your camp be holy, that he sees no unclean thing in you, and turns away from you. You shall not deliver unto his master the servant who has escaped from his master unto you. He may dwell with you, even among you, in that place which he shall choose within one of your gates, where it seems best to him, you shall not oppress him. There shall be no harlot of the daughters of Israel, nor a sodomite of the sons of Israel. You shall not bring the wages of a harlot, or the price of a dog, into the house of the Lord your God for any vow, for even both of these are an abomination unto the Lord your God. You shall not charge interest to your brother, interest on money, interest on food, interest on anything that is lent for interest. Unto a stranger you may lend for interest, but unto your brother you shall not lend for interest, that the Lord your God may bless you in all that you set your hand to in the land where you go to possess it. When you shall vow a vow unto the Lord your God, you shall not delay to pay it, for the Lord your God will surely require it of you, and it would be sin to you. But if you shall abstain to vow, it shall be no sin to you. That which is gone out from your lips you shall keep and perform, even a free will offering, according as you have vowed unto the Lord your God, which you have promised with your mouth. When you come into your neighbor's vineyard, then you may eat your fill of grapes at your own pleasure, but you shall not put any in your vessel. When you come into the standing grain of your neighbor, then you may pluck the heads with your hand, but you shall not move a sickle into your neighbor's standing grain.